Winning Idea Podcast, helping you create bigger, better advertising concepts faster. Hi, I'm Rob Aspinall, and in today's masterclass,
how to work with a brief to spark better ideas.
Why starting with the end goal is actually the key to success. We'll also move on to how to determine your true goal or problem. Okay, and on with today's lesson. So, why are we doing this? This is the first question to ask ourselves. It's amazing how many times this question isn't really asked at the start of the creative process. Why are we really, really, really doing this? Because you wouldn't set off on a journey without a clear destination in mind, and neither would you set off without a map, but that's exactly what a lot of people are doing. They don't really have the true goal in mind. Sometimes they don't even have any kind of idea about what the goal is, never mind the steps to get there, and they may not be the best person to know the steps to get there, to know the strategy. Because creative thinking, it's not so much an art form, it's more about strategic thinking. In other words, how to get something or someone from point A to point B. So we can't rely on the creative brief to give us the full set of directions. On occasion, it may be a great rock solid brief, it may have everything you need. But we really need to have the skill of being able to interrogate the brief and find out which way we're playing, if you like. Because if we're not shooting in the right direction, we're going to be scoring a lot of own goals. So many briefs we find they're often actually what we would call info dumps. It's like somebody picking up a big trash can or bin full of information and dumping it on your head, expecting you to sift through the wreckage, if you like, and piece it all together out of some kind of miracle into some amazing rock-solid concept. Well, it's unlikely to happen, and it's certainly going to be a difficult job for us as creatives. So our first job is to make sure that we have both a destination and a map. We have a clear goal that's the right goal for what we want to achieve, and also we have a clear way forward of how we're going to get there. You know, what's the strategy? And what's the correct strategy to get the result that the business wants? This all starts with the proposition. The proposition is the number one thing you should be looking for. Me personally, I'm always thinking straight away when somebody starts to talk or they send me over a document to look at. The first thing I'm looking for is that proposition, because I know if they haven't got a proposition, then we need to work on that and we need to really ask the right questions to get to one. And if they have got a proposition but it's not very clear, then again, we know straight away that we need to be asking certain questions to tease that proposition out of our clients. So, wishy-washy propositions, you can expect wishy-washy creative work. A rock-solid, crystal-clear proposition, you can expect a robust piece of creative work that does the job and is creative in the process. If you don't have a strong proposition, you really need to identify one first. So this starts with asking a question, very simple question. What do we want to achieve? Also known as, what's the problem we're trying to solve? We're always trying to solve a problem on behalf of the business we're representing and often on behalf of the audience we're speaking to. Answering this question is priority number one. Now, a lot of people will skip this stage, or they won't really go in depth in really nailing it down, because it takes work, it's hard work to think through this, to do the strategic thinking in the early stages. And it's very tempting to just get onto, you know, start to knock out ideas and headlines and do the fun stuff. But if you do the hard yards early on, this puts you at an immediate advantage, because a lot of creatives will skip this part of the process and they'll jump ahead, sure, but you know, you'll overtake them later on. So we really need to get super specific. And there are three big questions we need to ask in order to do this. The first we've already covered, what we want to achieve. Now, is it more money, more sales, more revenue, more customers, more awareness? What's the priority here? Because people will often say, okay, well, we just need to do some advertising. But again, there's no destination, and therefore we cannot have a clear strategy of how to get there if it's just something as generic as that. Or people might think, oh, well, we did a campaign like this last time and it worked, and just do the same again. Well, the problem with that is tried and tested is good to a certain extent, but tried and tested is soon to be better and bested, if you like. I mean, you see a lot of companies that keep doing the same thing, assuming it's the same world with the same technology, with the same people. And they, you know, they soon run aground. And I'm thinking of a recent example of a package deal operator in the UK.
they put package holidays together of hotel and flight and everything else, and, you know, they provide the customer service. They're called Thomas Cook, and they've been huge here in the UK for years. They've been dominating the travel market. But in recent years, putting your own holiday package together has become the norm online. So, you know, you've got things like Trivago, like Skyscanner, like Booking.com. But they haven't adjusted their approach, and unfortunately, they've now gone out of business. And you can see many other examples of companies like this. Blockbuster, for instance. I'm unfortunately old enough to remember going to a Blockbuster and renting out video. But unfortunately, again, there's another business that didn't move with the times, that didn't change their overall strategy, and they lost out, unfortunately. So we need to start with this question, what we want to achieve, and we need to get really specific on why we're coming up with an advertising campaign and what we expect it to achieve. The next question is, how are we actually going to achieve it? Is it by enhancing a brand or service? Is it by developing and launching a new product? Is it attracting new talent to a business? Now, you may get a brief, and I've had this happen many times where myself and Chris have been briefed. We've asked a couple of piercing questions, if you like. What do we want to achieve? How are we going to achieve it? And it's made the client think, and they've thought, oh, we're not actually ready to brief this in. We're not actually ready to do an advertising campaign because we don't have a strategy. We don't know what it is we actually want to do. So you don't want to talk yourself out of creative work if you're a freelancer, but it's better to do that and then delay the work and then do it right further down the line. So we need to ask how we're going to achieve this. So we've got our destination and now we've got our map. But there's another interesting question to ask, and it's actually, there might be things along the way that you haven't anticipated. There might be obstacles on this journey to get where you want to go. And this question will help you identify any problems and help you adjust the course before you start off. So why haven't we achieved it yet? It might be that the product's new. So it's no good doing a campaign to sell a product if no one's aware that your brand exists. Or your brand image might be a problem. There might be a more successful competitor who can outpunch you on the budget side. So you need to bear that in mind. If they're going to outspend you, outdo you in that area, how can you get around that? How can you box clever, if you like, against your competitor? I mean, for instance, I'm remembering the classic example of there was one car rental company in America years ago, and I forget whether it was Hertz or Avis, but they said, we're number one. That was their advertising strategy, to say, look, we're number one for car rentals in the USA. So that's a pretty strong campaign message. It's like saying, you know, we're number one for a reason. Everybody comes to us because we're the best. So the number two, their nearest rival, they developed a strategy to get around that. And their strategy was, because we're number two, we try harder. It's obviously using their competitors' weight against them. It's almost like judo. And suddenly that catapulted them to number one, because people were thinking, oh, the service is way better. I'm going to be treated better as a customer. And if you've ever tried to hire a car or rent a car, you'll know that's pretty important. Customer service is not always the best. So that was them thinking, what do we want to achieve? Okay, we want to be number one. We're number two at the moment. How are we going to achieve that? Okay, we're going to achieve it by having a strategic campaign that convinces customers that we provide the best customer service. Why haven't we achieved that yet? Because this brand is out there and they're shouting from the rooftops that they're number one, and that's why people are going with them. So they were able to come up with a strategy around that. So what if you haven't got a really good proposition? What if you don't know what you need to say? You've thought about it and you just can't get to the bottom of it. As a creative, or if you're a client or working with your client, how can you get to the truth of what the real issues are and what the real goal should be? Well, there's a great system of thinking here called the 7 levels of why. Now, this is not mine and Chris's. It actually comes from a guy called Ray Dalio and his book Principles. Now, Ray Dalio is a billionaire many times over. He's essentially a hedge fund manager. He's a financial genius. But his genius lies in the ability to look at systems and come up with strategies, essentially. I mean, he gets better results for his clients because he's better at strategic thinking. Now, he got this from a friend of his, and he's outlined it in this book Principles. So if you want to check it out, I'd highly recommend doing so. But we can actually apply it to the creative advertising process. It's very, very simple. The truth often lies beneath the surface. It's a bit like an iceberg. An iceberg looks pretty big on the surface anyway, but you can have the equivalent of a mountain underneath the water. Now, in order to get deeper, in order to see what lies beneath the surface, we need to ask ourselves why. And it's thought that 7 is actually the maximum number of times you'll need to ask yourself why before you hit the rock solid truth at the bottom. Now, I've done this exercise a few times. It is very, very effective. You may need to actually ask yourself it a few more times, depending on how complex your issue is or whether you're struggling to get an answer. We'll look at two really super generic examples so that you can see how it works. We start off by asking ourselves, what do we want to achieve? On the surface, the answer might be a new look and feel for our brand. That might be the brief that you're starting with as a creative. Number one, why? Well, it needs a refresh. We'll ask why again. Number two, so it better represents our offering. Okay, you're thinking, right, okay. That makes sense, but it's still generic, isn't it? So we ask why again. Well, we've changed. We've streamlined our business to focus on X, Y, Z, whatever that might be. Number four, why? It only accounts for 40% of our resources, yet it generates 80% of our profits, so why wouldn't we focus on it? Number five, why? It's what customers want from us. Why again? Well, we have the best technology. Again, we ask why. Number seven, well, we lead the market for innovation. There you go, this is our proposition. It's very strong, it's very clear. Now, if the brief was a new look and feel for our brand, we'd be thinking, well, what should that look be? What should the feel be? What's our message? You know, where do we could end up with anything. And if it doesn't really represent what we're really trying to achieve and what our audiences think and what they're looking for from us, then it's not going to be very effective. Now, if we'd stopped at it needs a refresh, again, we're not going to get very far. So it better represents our offering. Okay, we're getting somewhere, but what's the offering? We streamlined our business to focus on X, Y, and Z. Now we're getting somewhere. Now we're thinking, okay, we know what to focus on. We know why we're doing it as well, because it generates 80% of our profits. It's what our customers want from us. Oh, great. Okay, so we know they want it. We know that if we market this to our customers, it's going to land. But we still need some kind of steer when it comes to what's it going to look like? What's the message going to be? Well, we have the best technology. There you go. Right, straight away. We know what we're doing now, but we can go one further with this and really hone it. We lead the market for innovation. We have a really clear proposition. It's very strong. We know what to do. So let's look at another example. And let's look, rather than focusing on what we want to achieve so much, this one's more focused around kind of solving a problem. The answer, again, on the surface is we want to create a new advertising campaign. Why? Because we need more exposure for our latest product. Sounds fair. Number two, why? It's not selling as we hoped or planned. Why again? Well, the last ad campaign we ran was a flop. The creative didn't work. Well, I wonder why it was a flop. Well, very few people responded to the campaign. Number five, why? Well, people can't tell the difference between the new model and the old. Six, why? People don't realise the new features we've added, or they don't realise the value in actually upgrading to the new product. Why? Well, we didn't focus on the differences between the old model and the new. Here we go again. This is our creative strategy, essentially. We know now as creatives exactly what we need to do in our campaign ideas. We know we need to focus on the differences between the old model and the new, and we know we need to big this up. We really need to highlight why you should be upgrading and educating people on the benefit of doing so. So, as you can see, when we ask why, when we nail down these questions early on, it becomes a whole lot clearer. Again, the point of creativity is moving people from point A to point B. And if you think of it like you're standing on one side of a chasm and where you want to go is on the other side. So we're standing where we are now, where our customers are now, what they're thinking now. And on the other side is what we want them to think. And this is where we want to go. Well, creative thinking is the bridge over that chasm. And in order to build that bridge, we actually have to do this work early on to get the strategy in place. Hey, just jumping in here to say, if you'd like to get your hands on a free video course, of course you would, why, who wouldn't? Well, we've got a free mini course especially for you called Ideas Unlocked. It'll help you tap more of your genius and get more from your creative mind. Also, you can produce bigger, better ad concepts with far, far less fuss. You'll find a link in the show notes, so just hit that link and grab it for free. Otherwise, if you like these little masterclasses we do here, and you'd like the full video experience instead, then check out our signature course, Ideas on Demand. It's basically a complete creative system loaded with 100 videos, all the audios, course book, workbook, and some awesome free bonuses thrown in. Again, you'll find the link for Ideas on Demand in the show notes, or simply head on over to thewinningidea.com. That's thewinningidea, all one word, .com. Okay, I'm back to the lesson. Stanley Kubrick is lauded as one of the greatest directors of all time, having written and directed movies such as 2001: A Space Odyssey, Full Metal Jacket, A Clockwork Orange, The Shining, and a whole list of others. And he's a great example of focused strategic thinking, of having a clear vision of the end goal and the end product, if you will, in a creative sense. Because he wasn't always a big name director, of course. You know, everyone starts somewhere. And in 1960, already having a string of really good films behind him, he landed the job of directing in 1960 the classic Hollywood epic Spartacus. And it starred warring heavyweight thespians Laurence Olivier and Charles Laughton, who were engaged in a constant bitter on-set rivalry. And then he also had Kirk Douglas, who was not only a massive star at the time, but he was also the producer of the film. So Kubrick had a lot on his plate. Yet Kubrick, who was only 30 years of age at the time, he had the ability to stay focused on his own singular creative vision. In spite of everything else going on in his mind, he knew what he ultimately wanted the film to be, even if he didn't have all the details in place. He had a general vision at the end of what he was trying to do. And this was even when he didn't have the final say over the way scenes were scripted, filmed and acted. Yet, Kubrick's vision pulled everything together in the end to make Spartacus a huge commercial and critical success. Was it the movie he would have made if he had ultimate power? No. But he still had enough of a vision to pull it all into enough of a line to not only deliver on an artistic front, but also on a commercial front as well. Now, in our game, the conceptual advertising game, it's not about our own singular vision. It's all about the audience's unique vision of how they want to live in relation to the problem or the solution, the pain or the pleasure or the nightmare or the dream our offer is revolving around. When it comes to creating campaigns, we need to be as laser focused as Stanley Kubrick in how we work. Not so inflexible that we can't pivot when the situation demands, because it often does, but with a clear line of sight and essentially a slave-like devotion to what will resonate with our audience, and that there's no pun intended there actually, with regards to them if you've seen the movie Spartacus. This will get you noticed, and it will also get your products noticed. It will also set you apart, and it will set your brand apart, this singular vision of what the audience wants. Just like it got Kubrick noticed, and just like it set Kubrick apart as an iconic movie director who fused the artistic side of his craft with big blockbuster results. But we need to stay true to this creative vision. We need to stay true to the audience's vision of what counts for them in their life, their vision of moving away from a problem or a pain and towards a pleasure or a desire. This all starts and it all ends with determining what the creative strategy should be from the outset. So, we can see that you can't expect strong, inspiring creative work from a vague, uninspiring brief. Effective thinking, essentially, when it comes to creativity, is bespoke creative thinking. It's not going, okay, well, this worked for them and that worked for these. And I've seen this plenty of times where I've seen, for instance, agencies selling things they've done before to clients for a completely different client, going, well, we did this for them, so we'll do it for you. And the client buys it because they think, oh, right, great, achieve this, achieve that. So it'll be the same for us. Well, no, because it's a completely different client, completely different set of circumstances. And their challenges and goals, not necessarily the challenges and goals of the other client. It's amazing that this happens, but it happens all the time. So we're not interested in that. We can raise our game and we can raise the game of our clients by actually applying bespoke creative thinking and insisting on it as well. Start all your creative projects by determining the goal and anything that stands in the way first. Because if you think about it, how many people in life know exactly where they're going and exactly how to get there? How many people sit down, work that out and stick to a plan? Not many people do that in life, never mind creative advertising. But the few people who do get any outstanding results. So that's what we want to embrace as creatives. So, if you're ever stuck for knowing what a problem is or trying to get your client to the point of realization, what the problem is, what the destination is, what the strategy should be, all these questions can be asked by using the 7 levels of why system. They'll help you get to the truth about what you want to achieve. If you start with a proposition of what you want to achieve, how you're going to achieve it, and anything that might stand in the way, then work backwards from there. This will get you to the right solution far faster and easier. Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed today's masterclass. If you did, you'd be doing me a massive, massive favour by just leaving a quick review and letting other creative people know about the podcast. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe for future episodes and remember to check out our courses too. There's the free one, Ideas Unlocked, and the all-singing, all-dancing, jazz-handsy version, Ideas On Demand. So until the next time, thanks for listening and happy creating.